from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
first to breaking news in Kansas City Sports Radio.
You guys might remember a couple of weeks ago, our dear brother Rob Brenton the first was down bad. When you reach the point where you are rooting against your team, you are in a dark place. He watched his favorite team, which is the United States men's national soccer team, gets smoked by Panama. And then in attendance, in the 300 level, just happy to be there, walked up the spiral. He watched his favorite team lose 1-0 to Uruguay. And Rob has been mad about it ever since. I haven't seen that twinkle in Rob's eye. I haven't seen that glimmer of hope. You know the feeling you walk around. You know, you're a Chiefs fan. You walk around with your head held high. You are the fan of the best team in the National Football League. You can puff your chest out a little bit. Well, when you cheer for the Bad News Bears, you don't have the same bop to your step. You don't have the same swagger that you're used to. These are the kind of people that you have representing you on the world stage.
I think what we have learned over these cycles is that this team is not able to do anything better than has done in the past. And that hurts. That hurts to say, because that was not what was promised and not what for many we believed was going to happen with this team. Because if this is as good as it gets, it's not good enough. And there's plenty of excuses, but they don't matter. You know, you can talk about opportunities. Well, we have players that are playing all over the world. Talk about playing in Europe. Well, the entire team that you saw out there plays in Europe, so it's not MLS's fault. You can talk about, you know, the pathways and the resources that they have. No generation has been given more, and yet this generation hasn't lived up to that bargain. And when it comes to Greg Berhalter, we heard Stu Holden say it's exactly right. You know, I know there's a sport in firing coaches in all professional sports. And I know the knives are out, and they should be, because this is not good enough from Greg Berhalter. And you have to ask yourself, with 2026 coming barreling down the pike, it's going to come real quick.
Less than 2 years away, Bob.
All right? We can't afford to waste it. We can't afford to be embarrassed. And we can't afford to arrive in the summer of 26 with a team that has not progressed, that has not evolved, and has not improved. And I'm sure if Greg Berhalter was here, he would say, oh, but you don't see what's happening inside. I don't give a crap what is happening inside. I don't care about the dynamic. I don't care how much your players love you. I don't care how kumbaya it is. All I care about is I see a U.S. men's national team that is better than before. And we haven't seen that, and that's a problem going forward.
Well, we are 2 years away from the World Cup, and you guys know this. They are not getting new players. They are not fixing youth soccer in 2 seasons. The team they got is the one that they are going to send to the World Cup. There was only one person to get rid of. You know what, Rob? I will give you the honors of telling people the news.
Carrington, the long national nightmare is over. The U.S. Men's National Team head coach Greg Berhalter, old Triple G, has been out. He is no longer the coach of the U.S. Men's National Team, per multiple sources reporting to Doug McIntyre. Doug McIntyre is Fox Sports soccer reporter and the national team insider. Greg Berhalter out as the head coach of the U.S. Men's National Team.
So, Rob, you know what? I don't have an opinion on this. I don't know who Greg Berhalter is. I don't know his scheme. I don't know his philosophy. All I know is that you soccer people are very upset that he was the head coach. He is no longer the coach. What do you want them to do? Do you want me to volunteer? I mean, with my soccer expertise and my knowledge, I think I can put together a staff. I'll go get Preki, you know. I'll go get Matt Beisler. I can put a staff together that could give us a chance to compete on the international stage and give us a chance in 2026. What would you like to see the United States men's national team do now that they have no leader, now that they have no coach?
Well, much like head coaching hires in any sport, college sports are my equivalent here. Do you know what I'm doing first things first? I'm getting as much money together as I can possibly get my hands on. I'm talking $4 or $5 million. I'm talking NFL coaching hire money. And I back all that money up. I hand a blank truck, a blank check, a Brinks truck, whatever analogy you want, to Jurgen Klopp, who recently resigned as the head coach of Liverpool. And I say, the job is yours. He was the head coach at Dortmund before Liverpool, where, guess what? He was there when they discovered Christian Pulisic as a 16-year-old. He was the head coach that found him. So you know what? I say, Jurgen, you tell me the number, and I then give him that number. But if for some reason money is tight with the national team, there are other options I'd be okay with.
How can money be tight?
Well, they like to hoard their money, Carrington. You know what? You know, here's a college sports analogy. Their donors don't like to give away the money. They like to make money. They don't seem to do anything with it. So you know what? Let's break that cycle and hire Jurgen Klopp. Hire him tomorrow. But knowing the Federation, they'll screw it up and Steve Cherundolo will be the coach and I'll be wildly disappointed.
How are you telling me that Missouri has better boosters than the United States? How are you telling me that Auburn has better boosters? Part of being a booster is I'm willing to spend the money to go get it done. And if that means that I got to drop off $100,000 to Billy Preston at the Oread, allegedly, that's what needs to be done to keep those banners going up in the rafters. You're telling me that the United States doesn't have good, great boosters? We invented booster culture. We should be the best at it. We should be the best at a little shady, little backroom deal, dropping a bag off to go get things done. You're telling me they're not doing that in soccer? This explains things. You know what Brazil would do? They go get it done. You know what England would do? They would go get it done. This is the coach we want. Let's round up the collection plate and let's go get the person that we want to hire. You telling me we broke in soccer? You know, it explains things.
Of the teams competing in Copa America, which was, by the way, no European clubs. That's how it works. Greg Berhalter was the 9th highest paid coach at $2.2 million. That's not good enough. Go give him
How much does he make?
$2.2.
So he makes like an offensive coordinator in the SEC.
Yep.
You know what? I'm starting to figure out why we're not that good. I didn't know all this information before. I didn't have all this information. If you were telling me that Missouri's offensive coordinator makes more than the head coach of the United States soccer team, a lot is starting to make sense to me why they don't win that often. They're not that committed to it. They're not spending the money to be good at it. That's why they're not good. Okay, no, it makes sense. No, you know what? I've been blaming youth soccer and the foundation. No, it's their level of commitment. They're not about it.
It's a lot to do with money. Money. Follow the money and you'll follow the answer. But you know what? Pay like a real coach. The highest paid coach, Copa America, guess what? He coaches Brazil. That's not surprising that he's that well paid. The next best coaches Uruguay. The next best, Argentina. They pay near $4 or plus $4 million. So let's start the negotiation there with the next head coach. Do not cheap out with the World Cup on U.S. soil. Pay the money, Jurgen Klopp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.